All right, we continue the conversation on the talking point. Lots of your responses to that conversation with the EFF MP, Advocate Busiswe Mkhwebane, on the party and some of the planning and the thinking going into the May 29 election. Unfortunately, we won't be able to take any more than what we have so that we can get into the final conversation of the day, which is looking at the Giyani water crisis. Of course, yesterday we kicked off the show just with reflecting on what residents in Giyani are saying about the fact that they still do not have access to water. And then I subsequently played an extract of my interview with Minister Senzo Mgcunu in December last year, where he made a commitment that the water reticulation system would be switched on before the year was up. Well, the minister is on the line. He wants a right of reply. Minister Senzo Mgcunu, good morning to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning to you and good morning to the CFM listeners.
Well, one of the things that I said yesterday, Minister, was whether we're dealing with a case of promises, promises. You made a commitment that the water reticulation system for the outstanding Giyani villages that were yet to be onboarded would take place in December, and it's April 2024 now, and we still have communities talking about the fact that they don't have water.
Yeah, Giyani is quite a large area, and I think that's one of the points we need to understand. And number two, that the scheme as a whole shouldn't be taken as one wholesome thing, because at the time when it started, the conception was Giyani bulk from Nandone up to Nsami, and then that water would supply the CBD, and there would be rudimentary schemes to communities. Now, that first project has been completed on the 5th of March last year, as we said. Now, we are on a reticulation, but we have to first complete the refurbishment of the treatment plant. Up to 30 megaliters per day. At the moment, we've moved from 15 to 21 and a half. And we are going to complete this on the 15th next month, because there were some delays with the contractor hitting snags here and there, but those have been overcome, and they are due to complete that. It is only then that you are able to have enough production that meets the demand, but then you also have to start building bulk lines to each of the villages, and most of the bulk lines are 60, 62, 65, 56% to completion, and then there's the last mile, which is reticulation. And most of reticulation, in some cases it has been completed, but others, they are still doing that, but there is no water, even on taps that are already in households, and there are many that are there in a number of villages that I went to. Now, but those will have to wait until the bulk lines are completed and water is flowing into them. And quite a number are going to be completed in June this year, at the end of June, and then and others in September. And this is still just the 24 villages out of the 55. And there will be phase two that will start thereafter, and then we'll focus on them. But I just want to say that there is no area in South Africa, no village in South Africa or community that is receiving as much attention as Giyani. There is 1.3 billion for reticulation alone for phase one, and another 1.3 billion for reticulation phase two. And we are on phase one, we're dealing with that. And there are 37 contractors all over Giyani in the 24 villages and they are working dust and mud. You hardly drive a kilometer or two without seeing either trenches and so on. It comes down to actual practical hard work than what we would have wanted to see in terms of time frames, but we are almost satisfied, minus hitches that would have taken place and delayed. But
Minister,
we are satisfied that the work is progressing.
You know, I want to give you credit to say that at the time that we spoke last year, you would have been well aware of just what still needed to be done, right?
Yes, but not hitches and delays.
Okay, so what has caused the glitches and delays? Because in December when we spoke, you specifically were talking to the aspect of the reticulation and switching that on, and you were confident that that would have happened by December. Now, listening to you speak now, it sounds like the delays that you're facing, because remember, we weren't even talking about just the initial 24 villages. Yeah. We were talking about the entire scope of all 50 plus villages. And you had said that you are quite confident that actually, you know, as far as reticulation for the 24 is concerned, that would definitely be on board by December. So now if I'm listening to you carefully, it seems that you are way out in terms of the timeline that we had discussed. So what have been these delays?
First, I have to say, as I've indicated at the beginning, that not the whole of Guyana is not receiving water. The CPD is receiving water from the scheme that is from the very same plant that we are refurbishing. Two, there's a village called Mahlathi that is receiving water directly from the plant. And then there's a third one, I forget its name, that they keep on mentioning to me, that is also receiving water. So those people are receiving water, and they even said to ourselves, Mahlathi, water is no longer a priority for them. The priority is a tarred road, and that's why they blocked us from getting in, because they are no longer worried about that. So there are people who are getting water who have now been reticulated.
Yeah, but it's marginal. But it's marginal compared to the people that actually need to be brought on board.
But it is progress. Remember, all the rest of the people are getting water from boreholes. In one village, there are 7 boreholes, in another 4 boreholes, in another 2 boreholes, in another 5 boreholes. So there is provision to transition between no supply of water to piped supply of water. There are these schemes via boreholes, and each of the boreholes has 4 or 5 taps. The only problem with that is that people have to walk to them, and some of the communities are far from some of the boreholes because they are not all over. They are where they are.
Which is precisely part of the point, Minister, is that it's part of the point of why, you know, the residents of Guyana want this water problem resolved, because the boreholes in and of themselves are simply not sufficient.
Yes.
So when we come back, I'm going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want you to just explain to us, right, what the delays that you have experienced are, so that we can understand, because otherwise it becomes a case of just yet more commitments that are never met, timelines that are made or that are announced to almost pacify residents, knowing full well that those timelines are not going to be met, but it's used as a means to keep people quiet, so that, you know, the disquiet, the protest that we've seen coming out of that part of the country are somehow stalled. We'll continue the conversation with the Water and Sanitation Minister, Senzo Mcunu.
Kathy Mohlahlana on SAFM.
We continue the conversation on the talking point. Senzo Mcunu is the Minister of the Department of Water and Sanitation. He's responding to the situation in as far as it relates to the delay of provision of water more broadly in the Giani area and at the affected 55 villages. So, Minister, the reasons for the delays, the reasons why you have not been able to meet your commitment.
Let me start with Kaula, for instance, as an example. The project of reticulation there started on the 13th of April, 2023, and is set to be completed on the 30th of April, 2024. And they are unlikely to exactly finish on the 30th of April. And another one, Ngove. They started on the 12th of September 2023, and they are set to complete everything on the 30th of September 2023. I'm not going to bother you about the length of pipes and all of them, on all of that. Now, on Monday, when we arrived on Sunday, and then the first thing where we went to look at the upgrade, the refurbishment of the treatment plant. People were not working. There was a strike because the subcontractors, they allegedly had not been paid by the main contractor, and then there was no work. It's such delays that causes problems and causes problems. That's number one. It doesn't happen once, this is an area of management by Mopane District. We only hear thereafter that there is a problem. And unfortunately, this time, we were going there. We spoke to the people. We facilitated invoices and all of those things and said in future, these things must be raised 10 days before pay date, talking to Mopane District, who is the mending agent. We are dealing with that. But number two...
So contractors were not paid?
The subcontractors alleged that they had not been paid and they've been complaining. But that was resolved on Monday and they started working. I'm making an example. But the other examples are situations where they order parts because they've got to deal with some particular work in a particular area. And those parts take time to arrive. Not because of the delays from where we buy, but because of procurement processes. Procurement requires you to compare, to do this and that. And sometimes in municipalities like Mopane, not all the skills are there. Sometimes they delay, they take time. We have, for instance, have said we have now given directives to Lipele to come and reinforce Mopane municipality just to ensure that we facilitate completion of projects.
But Lipele Northern Water was part of the parties that were said to be problematic even in the...
Some time ago.
So when you bring them back... Explain the thinking behind that, simply because of the history of this project in particular.
Okay. When I came to the department on the 5th of August, 2021, a new board had just been appointed. And all I needed to do was to check the profiles of these people and satisfy myself that everything was transparent and the processes... and they themselves have integrity and so on. And so I accepted them. So firstly, that board that plunged us and the whole country into problems are gone. It's a new board. Number two, the senior officials, your CE, your CFO, some are have been arrested, some charged, others are undergoing various cases. And all in all, SIU is seeking 2 billion rand from them in various individual cases and some as collective. So you are dealing with a new scenario where all key people who played a role at that time are gone.
Have the companies that were involved in the corruption in the historic phase of this project and the individuals associated with them, the companies and the individuals, have they been blacklisted from getting contracts right now?
We are not even talking about blacklisting at the moment. We are just following and supporting SIU. And but there's no relationship whatsoever between the Department of Water and Sanitation, nor and between Lepele, Northern Water, and any one of those companies that were involved at that particular time.
So all of the contractors and the individuals, so whether it's companies or individuals, none of them were part of any previous phase of this project.
If there is any one contractor who would have been involved in that era, they would have been proven, among other things, by Lepele itself and by SIU in particular, on our behalf and on behalf of the state, that they were not involved there. And they, I don't think they would have gone beyond two, if any of them. But you are dealing with a totally different scenario. And we have said, even to Mopane, when you contract the 37, they are basically local SMMEs and so on, but they stretch also up to Bembe district, which is next door district. But the main thing is that they must be profiled properly, scrutinized, and then get involved only on the basis of them being clean.
Mr. Mkunu,
and there are 37 on the ground.
We'll continue the conversation in a moment. When we continue, I've got quite a lot of listeners who want to engage with you on this issue. It's 11:30. It's time for the latest news headlines.
The Talking Point with Cathy Mohlahlana. Weekdays, 9 a.m. till midday.
All right, we continue the conversation with the Water and Sanitation Minister, Senzo Mkunu. Austin Mabasa, good morning. I understand you're a resident from Giani.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Austin. Go for it.
Yes, no, thanks very much. Listening to the minister, what he's presenting in terms of the total project of the Giani bulk water and also the reticulations. Yes, based on our observation on the ground as resident, we like to disagree with the report that has been mentioned of saying that there is progress in terms of the reticulation that has been brought to the community of Giani at large. Remember, Casey, if I can take you back, the very same minister, Mr. Senzo Mtuno, he once came down in Giani indicating that by the month end September 2023, there will be water in Giani. We were engaging him in one of the community halls in the CBD. And he also confirmed to say that indeed, the deadline is going to be met. He will make sure that all the officials, including the Lepele, and water and DWS, together with them, they will make sure that this project come to completion. But hence, what we realize that when it comes to the deadline of that September, we did not see the completion of the project. And what we're told that there were some technical issues that made them not to complete the mission. One of the chiefs indicated that they don't want the project to give the people of Giani water. Hence, there was those delays. Then we end up taking it to the street. After the engagement, the minister engaged with us. And then later, they came with the president on December 2023. The president also gave us another date to say March, 2024, there will be water. It will be, have been completed, because they've also resolved that issue with the chiefs that side of the Ende district. So now there's no longer a problem. Water will be in Guyana by March, come March 2024. Hence, now we are on April. And our surprise again, the visit of the minister again to say, we just listened to him recently. He was pronouncing another date to say the completion of this project, especially in the plant, is going to be completed on May the 5th, the 14th or the 15th. So it's another new date. Every time when it comes, there must be a new date that it's been given.
And Austin, how does all of this make you feel?
Actually, it makes us to lose hope against the government of today, because you see, now we tend to realize that every visit that has been made to Guyana, it's no longer to give us water, but it seems as maybe there's something that the visit is all about, not actually to give us water, because as we are saying, when the president came here in December, if indeed they were serious of giving us water, he should have made sure that the pronouncement of number one in the republic must not just come to Guyana and then it went by.
All right.
So now, if he comes back after the number one who has came and indicated that March there will be water, then he comes back again, the minister who have given us the date of September, now is giving another date. So you will end up not being sure who to believe now, because always everyone who's coming is giving us date, but there is that real product that we are looking for, which is water.
Okay,
all the Austin. 55 villages, all the 55 villages that are meant to be given water here.
Let's leave it there, Austin.
Let's
leave it there. Give others a chance. Thanks for the call. July, you're in Malamulele. Good morning.
Good morning, my sister, and morning to the minister. My sister, I've got the house in Guyana. I'm from Malamulele, but most of the time I'm in Guyana because I've got the house in Guyana Section E. We met with minister, as the previous caller indicated, in Guyana. He told us about the issues of two vendor chiefs. Then we suggested what needs to be done. But, you know, today I'm phoning not to ask minister a question, but to tell him that if he was not older than me, I could say he's a liar, including his president, Cyril Ramaphosa. We are no longer happy in Guyana because we have been patient for 10 years. After this, it means we are stupid if we'll allow them to come and lie again. That's why they chased him away with Baskop Makamu. They didn't allow him this week to proceed to Kakala. We are tired. I'm calling to tell them that on the 29th of May, we are starting a new term. So they must allow MK to come and assist us. They failed. We have sufficient evidence to prove that they failed. Okay. It's what I'm calling to tell them today.
All right. Julian Malamulele, thanks for the call. Mzwandile in the Eastern Cape, good morning.
Yes, thanks, Kathy. Listen, I've got 3 points that I want to make, but the first one...
Please make them very briefly for me, Mzwandile.
You actually need to hear them, because I want the minister to understand why he's failing. We are investing about 2.5 billion rand of private sector, private funds in the water sector. And I want to share the frustrations that we have with the minister and his department. And the first one, Kathy, the issue of the annual has been overplayed. The challenges of water supply are not limited to Guyana. In actual fact, me being from the Eastern Cape, I can name you countless villages and communities that have this challenge. The first point I want to raise with the minister is the following. The minister came here in the Eastern Cape on March 2022, and he introduced a concept which was very well received and adopted. That is being triple P's, private-public partnerships, where he said, we now are inviting the private investors, the private sector, to co-invest with us in matter of infrastructure enablement, so that services in the department can be more efficient in delivering the service. From then, the minister has never come back to complete that. Secondly, We are investing, as I said, about 2.5 billion. One of the investments which we are making, we have linked the agricultural investments for export with some of the communities, especially in the Fish River Belt, which includes Grahamstown, by the way. If you know, Grahamstown was a huge challenge of water. Those communities do not have water. The private investment which we are making in agriculture is also to would also come with water, fresh water supply to some of those villages there. Do you know what is our main frustration at the moment? It is because the administration of the minister does not stand behind him as far as the issuing of licenses are concerned for the private investor to co-partner with him as the minister. So okay. I'm saying in conclusion, the problem that the minister has got the heart for the people, but the systems are not there behind it. And the systems that he needs demand that he partners with the private sector, where private sector money can be deployed to assist them.
We're going to have to leave it there. I'm completely out of time. Minister, you've got about 2 minutes to respond to the residents and, of course, Zwandile.
Okay. The two gentlemen who called me, one from Piano, another from Malamlele, are mixing things. What we spoke about in terms of in September, I did explain why there was a delay. Two chiefs were stopping work and so on along the main pipe. And they are talking about the main pipe from Nandoni to Ntsami, which was completed on the 5th of March last year. There was a small delay, but we did announce the completion. So that's a completely different matter that they are talking about. The gentleman who is talking about Giane having no water, making no progress and saying it differs. It doesn't have facts. I have facts here. Kaula, the bulk line is at 92% complete. I'm talking about the bulk. And reticulation to communities is at 70% complete. This is now a reticulation to homes, to different homes. The gentleman who's talking about the house, that he has a house there, I don't know whether it's part of phase one or it's part of the next phase, phase two, that we'll be talking about. But there is Ngove, A, B, and C. B is completed in terms of reticulation. And of course, there's no water there. But A, and for now, but A and C have not been completed and will complete that. And then because there's connectivity of pipes, then B will wait for A and C. And this is Ngove, and this is practical, what I'm talking about, and it's evidence. I was there. There's evidence. Ngove is bulk at 62%. Reticulation is 5.5. And we're reticulating to homes, and there are already stand pipes there. It's a question of receiving water once the plant gets beyond 21.5% to 30%. And I can go on and on, Bambeni, 62 bulk.
All right, Minister, you're running out of time. Can you please then respond to Mzwandile's question?
Very Mzwandile briefly, should talk please. Mzwandile in the Eastern Cape can talk to us, and we'll give him further guidance in terms of where we are and how he should feature together with private sector. And I want to say, Giane water supply is too advanced for us to be stuck and focused on the past. It's too advanced, and we just have to focus on the future, and we'll stand just on the verge of completing all the supply.
Yeah, I won't ask when that will be, Minister. Minister of the Department of Water and Sanitation, Senzo Mcunu. That's where we come to the end of the show for today. We're back with you again tomorrow. Up next, the book reading.